Indonesia's government has imposed military control over the area devastated by last month's tsunami. It's the first affected country to take that step. Aid groups and journalists can no longer travel freely in Aceh province, the area where more than 100,000 people died and where 400,000 survivors remain homeless. NPR's Adam Davidson reports from Banda Aceh, the capital of the province.
Indonesian officials said that aid groups must ask permission before traveling outside Aceh's two major cities, Banda Aceh and Mulabo. If permission is granted, military forces will go first and secure the destination before escorting relief workers. The process, they said, should only take a few hours and will not slow down relief efforts. Aceh province has had a low-scale civil war for nearly three decades. The Free Aceh movement, known here as GAM, has frequently fought the Indonesian military. The province has been effectively sealed off from foreign visitors for years as the Indonesian army launched major offensives that have severely weakened the rebel group. Since the tsunami and earthquake, relief workers and journalists have traveled the province without restriction. GAM officials issued a statement guaranteeing the safety and free access to all parts of Aceh for international aid workers. But Indonesian military and government sources say they don't believe GAM. They say they decided to impose the new restrictions after an Indonesian doctor was kidnapped by GAM rebels last week. Some aid groups welcome this new rule, saying it will help them distribute aid more effectively. Others, such as Doctors Without Borders, said they will not travel with a military escort. If the rules are strictly enforced, they say, they will leave the province altogether. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.